Last time we began discussing the din of Tachov and the halacha that the Nesivus has in the end of his Tikkun Erevin, and we left off discussing the Machlokas Achronim as to whether the din of Tachov is accepted, and we still have to define exactly what Tachov means. But let's just begin by reading inside the few lines of the Nesivus himself. It's the very last paragraph in his Tikkun Erevin. Hopefully you saw it. O Nir Ali, even though we established that a Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad is Pasol, Mikomakom, Imchakak B'Soch HaKanim, V'Karach HaChevel Al Gabav, the Kasher, that if you are Chokek into the Kanim Mikan, and you put the Chevel above that area, into the Chakak, it's Kasher, why do we need Al-Gabav anyway? Why is Minasad problematic? Perish Rashi, come on, Mashkaf ala mezuzos. That you need to have the Mashkaf on top of the mezuzos, so you have to have the kind Al-Gabav. Ubimashkof gufa, atu ima mezuzah rechavim in a Mashkof, lav shem pesachu. In a Mashkof itself, a regular door frame, would you say that if the side posts are wider than the Mashkov, that wouldn't be a good Pesach? We'll have to come back and define what he means by that. The Ode, Ha'ein Shir Lelechi, there's no Shir for the Lechi, meaning the Kana Mikan. The Ulai Hayinu Choskem Es HaKana Sha'ad HaChav Liya Kasher HaChanami Kasher Da'av She'enu Chosach HaDai Kaman DePasik Damya. And just like if you were to cut the area on the top of the Kana above where the chakika is, would be kasher. So dal mihachi, the area above it. Okay. So many understand in this din, and that's what we quoted last time for the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Shlomo Kluger, that the tachov that Nesiv is referring to is that you stick the kana al gabav into the kana mikan. And then you can say Dami Haki, the area above the Kana Al-Gabav. That Minasad means it doesn't stick in at all. Minasad means it just touches it on the side, but it doesn't go in at all. But if it goes in, then you can say Dami Haki, the area above, and that's considered Al-Gabav. And we ended off with the Mishnah Brura, Shin Samach Bey's Sifkata Yotas. Sorry, Sivkatan Samach Dalid, Shin Samach Bey, Sivkatan Samach Dalid, where the Mishnah Berurah wrote, Shin Samach Bey, Sivkatan Samach Dalid, V'ima Kana Shalamala Tachov, Bein Kana Lakana, Shenachka Kitsas Bekanim, Ke'en Sh'osena Umnin, Vakanim otim lamala al gava kana shabudach beinayim, and the other kanim still go above, meaning the side kanim continue above where the kana al gabav touches them. Mistapik apimigadim umisade belahachmir. Says Sharitzian Sifkata Nunbeis, I am Rekor Chaim, the Sof Tikkun Erevin that we just read, Dimash Masham Lachar de Mekel Bezet. V'ulai gankein kavanasa v'osa shelo yatsa l'mala mi'akonim klom rak she'en kapeda b'mah shelo chayayim avin yosem e'achevel. So what does that mean? The Mishnah Berurah minimally is limiting the application of the Nesivus. He's saying it doesn't apply to the case that we just described. But it's not so clear what case he says it is applying to. Chazon Ish, Simon Ayin Aleph Ostas, thinks that the Mishnah Berurah's reading of the Nesivus is Dachuk, and not Mashma the Nesivus himself. But Rav Schechter has the following understanding in the Nesivus, which may fit much better into the language. Oh, picture of Cecilia from last week. Look at that. So Rav Schechter's understanding about what tachlis really means is that this is economy con, and this is a cross-section of the economy con, and the con al gabav sticks it over here. Sorry, Zach, that you can't see.
Okay, well, for next time.
So here, the kan al gabav that's going through is al gabav. It's above this point. There's no area of the kan mikan that's above it, even though the kan extends that way and that way. So its height on either extreme is higher than the point of the kan al gabav. But that's not an issue of Minasad, because there's no point at which the Kan Mikan is above the Kan Al Gabav. The Kan Al Gabav is nowhere Minasad of the Kan Mikan and the Kan Mikan. And that's what the Nesivus means in that line that we didn't explain before, where the Nesivus writes, "Atu im hamizuzah rachava min amashka v'lav shem pesach." Would you say that if the side posts are wider than the mashkov, then the kadal gabav, that would have a shem pesach? Meaning, would you say that just because this extends upwards over here, that this doesn't have a shem pesach if it goes in that way? So that is what the Nesivus means by Tachov. And that could be what the Mishnah Berurah means as well. When the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe what the Nesivus means, like Gamkin Kavanasa Ba'osa Shalayatsa Lamala Miyakanam Klum, that the Kan Al Gabav doesn't go above the Kanami Kan, Rakshen Kapeda B'masha Halachayim Avin Yosef Yechavo. It doesn't make a difference that the lechayim are thicker, meaning that they extend above the kan al gabav, as long as there's nothing that is on top of the kan al gabav. So then that which more conventionally is referred to tachlov was never the intention of the Nesivus. The Nesivus never intended to say that if you have a kan al mikan that goes in partially to the Kan Al Gabav, but that's okay. The Nesivus only meant to talk about this seer over there. But Rav Schechter says Tachov will work, and I think he quotes a Chazanish to this effect, although I'm not sure where the Chazanish is, that Tachov will work if it's Mamish Tachov all the way through. If it goes all the way from one end, you have the Kan Al Gabav that sticks straight through the Kan Mikan all the way from one end to the other, so then you can legitimately say Dal Mihacha, the area above, to pretend that's not there, because you have a Kan Al Gabav that's going straight through the Kan Mikan. But if it's only going partially through the Kan Mikan, so then very good, you could say Dal Mihacha, this area above here, but it's still Minasad on that side. So this would be tachov, that would be acceptable. Perhaps if it goes through from one end to the other, that would be acceptable. But if it only goes partially in, that would not be acceptable. In the English Erevin Sefer, I think he quotes something similar to this from Shlomo Miller, although I wasn't exactly sure if that was his intent. Yeah, I see. Okay. But this is relevant to using telephone poles for Suras HaPesach Erevin. In Europe, the issue was with telegraph poles. But we don't have telegraph poles anymore, we have telephone poles. But the principle is the same, that in most telephone poles, you don't have a... If you want to use the existing pole leaving aside the issue of whether you can use an existing pole for Tzvus Pesach if it wasn't made l'shem kach, which we'll get to, but leaving that aside, if the kanal gaba, the wire on top doesn't usually go above the pole, it goes into the pole. So then, it goes up to the pole. So even if it goes a little bit into the pole, that would, according to many poskim, still be a problematic type of tachov, if tachov at all, or at least even if you understand tachov the way the Aruch HaShulchan did, the Mishnah Berura, things have to be machmir on that tachov. So the Eitza Yehutza, which is typically done, which is relevant for other issues also, as we'll discuss, is that if you have a telephone pole that you want to use for a service of Pesach, so using the existing wires that go over the poles, then you would construct a separate lechi on the side of the existing pole. That lechi would be underneath the kanal gabav, so you're not relying on the pole itself to be your because the pole itself at best is tachov, if that, but you're relying on the lechi that you're stringing, that you're creating yourself on the side of the pole as your kanamikan. Now, going back to the issue of Tzuras HaPesach min HaTzad itself in this context, we quoted last time the tshuva, the letter of Rav Shlomo Dov Kahan of Warsaw to Rav Grobart from Toronto in his Chavalim Bin Imim, the Rav Chaim's Chiddush of Min HaTzad. The Chavalim Bin Imim himself, in a slightly earlier shuva, he has a series of shuvas, the first one pretty lengthy, about his attempt to build the construction of an Erev in Toronto. So there in Chela Gimel Simen Yudalid, he has a svara that is attributed to the Marasham, which we briefly made reference to earlier, that leaving aside, without coming on to what Shlomo Dov Kahan represented as far as the construction of the Erev in Warsaw based on Reb Chaim Chiddush, that Min HaTzad is only a problem if it's actually on the side of the Kanim, not in the middle of the Kanim. But he has from the Marashan that the whole Chisod of Min HaTzad is that it's the Lokad Adinji. That's not the normal way of creating a doorway. But if you live in a society where it's not abnormal to have a doorway in a Min HaTzad fashion, where, let's say, you have a door frame, and the top of the door frame has a window, and then you have a mashkov that's below the window area inside the door frame. Right? And let's say over here, this is the door frame, and you had the actual door only goes up to here, and you have a window above it within the door frame. So that's not an abnormal construction. So if you live in a place where people construct doors like that, then the inside is not a problem anymore at all. The Reshechter said that when they constructed the Erev in Toronto using this kula of Min HaTzad, people complained to Rav Moshe about it, and Rav Moshe told Rabbi Aaron Felder, who was doing shimush with him at the time, that Rav Grabart was a talmud of the Marsham of the skula, so you can't start up with the Erev in Toronto because they were relying on a reliable opinion, even if it's not an opinion that we generally accept. So Rav Moshe refused to sign on to any criticism of the Toronto Erev. Apparently, the original Toronto Erev, they relied on kulas of Min HaTzad, either based on the representation of what they did in Warsaw, based on the chiddush of the Marasham, that nowadays it's not a chisaron in Kida Avdi Inshi. Although, one second, Grabert writes that Liesser Se'es, he also, at one point he discusses, and the Rabbi Price, who was his successor as the big posek in Toronto, in an article in a Pardes, volume Kafhei, has this also, that differences between the way telegraph poles were constructed in Europe and the way they're constructed in America, so that according to everyone in America, you don't have the Nassad problem. I'm not exactly sure the Metzias that he's referring to. It was Hapardes Tavshin Yud Aleph, Teves Tavshin Yud Aleph. But he does say, and Rabbi Price does as well, that Liesser's Ace, even though they don't think it's necessary, they anyway put a separate lechi on the side of the poles in order to satisfy all potential opinions. Yes.
So why can you only cancel the part of the Kanon that's above the Kanon of the Alpha? Why can't you cancel the whole thing's not there?
Why don't you say Dami Haki the whole area?
Yeah. Why?
Because how do you say Dami Haki over here? If I'm sorry? Dami Haki means that pretend that there's nothing on top of it.
Yeah, so pretend there's nothing on top of the whole thing.
What
are you saying that doesn't
that?
Work?
I'm saying?
If you put a Kamen Agaba on top of two poles and it doesn't extend to the very end, does that work?
If you put a Kamen Agaba on the top of two poles,
yeah,
that works because it's not minutzad of anything.
So,
but here, this is still minutzad. It's still minutzad over here. Up here.
Why can't you pretend the whole thing's not there? What does it have to do with Kamen Agaba?
You mean pretend this whole thing isn't there either?
No, not that whole thing.
Then what?
Just erasing from the top. Like erasing from the top.
So you could argue that if the Kanal Gapa goes over here, so that's on top of everything else, and forget about the area now with Bidal Mehafi. But it's still minutzad of the area that it doesn't go over.
But why can't you pretend the whole top isn't there?
To say that by any minute side.
Any minute side, but you can't believe it's on
why?
Top of anything. If it goes in, then it's on top of something. It doesn't go in.
But minute side is only a problem.
Minute side is like this, and it goes here. If you
right.
erase anything outside, there's not going to be any kind of mikan. But once it goes on top of a kind of mikan, then the entire top is in there.
No, even if it doesn't go over, that's not going to be min hatzad. If it, I mean, let's say your kanal gabav then Rabbi Price talks about the Metzius. Again, I don't fully understand if I have the facts right. It sounds what he's talking about is where on the telephone or telegraph pole you have a series of rungs, and the rungs are within lovin of each other, and the kanal gabav goes above the rung, even though it doesn't go above the pole, or it doesn't go. Let's say it goes into the pole, so as far as the pole is concerned, that might be a problem of tachuv, or minutzad. But if it goes above the rungs, can you rely on the rungs as an independent mechitza, because they're within love of each other? So that he thinks you can. We'll talk a little while about saying relying on lovud in a tzusa pesach b'chlal, because maybe that's the lokad avdi inshi, but he seems to entertain that you could view that love as being sosim everything, and maybe you could rely on that as a kind of mikan itself. Okay, the Gemara has back to an aleph of an aleph. the din of Piskei Shimoi. About two-thirds of the way down, even a Tosas Ilema. Amar of Kahana, Kitanya Hiva Piskei Shimoi. My Piskei Shimoi. Plead by Rav Rechumi, Rav Yosef. Chad Amar de Les La Shikvi. Chad Amar de Les Lahu Tikra. Says Rashi, Piskei Shimoi. Psachin Shomim in desolate Psachin. Lishnach Rina, Psachin Mikul Kolim. Messed up Psachin. Shemachusar and Tikkun, they're lacking a Tikkun. Kamazakin Ashmai is Chasmi Torah. Just like a Zakin Ashmai is an older person who's lacking Torah. So Piskei Shimoi is a Pesach that's lacking the proper Tikkun, that is a insufficient, incomplete, or messed up Pesach. And then the Gemara of the Machlokes, it's a lesi shikvi or tikra. Shikvi mizuzos, shenechlisu avnei mikan okan. So there are stones that are missing on either side. Evan yoseis ve'evan nechneses. So you have stones that are missing from the doorposts. Ve'ezin suiz Pesach. So that's not a proper to a Pesach. In the Sifta Gemara, they have a picture like this. Evan Nichnas says, Evan Yotzeis, so it's not a proper Suras HaPesach. Tikra, Shein Klum, Binyan Lamalam in a Pesach, or it means that there's no Kanal Gabov. Ala Kola Kosal Chola Kepesach Al Rosho Kazeh, Suras Pesach Shomru, Kanami Kan, Kanami Kan, Kanal Gabeh. So either it's lacking in the Kanami Kan, or it's lacking in the Kana Al Gabeh. Okay, so that's Rashi's Piskei Shimoi, desolate or messed up Psachim that are either lacking in a proper Kana Mikan or lacking in a proper Kana Gabbah. Tosas writes Piskei Shimoi, Pesha Ben Chananel, Piskei Eretz Yisrael, Shiv Eretz B'nei Shem. It means Israeli doors. So Rashi's less shikvi and less tikra aren't exactly parallel. Less tikra means that there's no kana gabav at all, and the shikvi doesn't mean there's no kana mikan or kana mikan. It just means that they're messed up. They're not the normal construction. The Ritva actually learns that there's no kana mikan at all. So how the kana gabav stands without the kana mikan, I'm not sure, but it's missing the kana mikan just as a somehow suspended kanal gaba. But either way, these are less than complete Surah HaPesach. So what is the Chisar and Piskei Shimoi? Why is this a invalid Surah HaPesach or an invalid Pesach? It says in Mordechai, Simon Tuf Ayin Ches, that Surah HaPesach min Atzad is Pasol because Piskei Kahailo Avdi Inshi. So Surah HaPesach min Atzad is the Loka Avdi Inshi. In that context, he writes that that's what Piskei Shimoi are. The Piskei Shimoi are Shomimin, Niduvalin, Mekulkolin. They're desolate, disheveled, and messed up. Sachim, which are the Loka Davi Inshi. That's not the normal way of constructing a Pesach. So the Mordechai is saying that a Suras HaPesach that is the Loka Davi Inshi is essentially Piskei Shimoi. And then Piskei Shimoi, that theme we'll come back to as well. I take a look at Amud Beis. The Gemara has about 12 lines before the Mishnah. Tana, Surah HaPesach She'amru Kana Mikan V'Kana Mikan V'Kana Al-Gabei. So do the Kanami Khan have to touch the Kanal Gabeyan? Rav Nachman Amar Ein Tzvichen Liga. Rav Sheshes Amar Tzvichen Liga. Okay, Machlokas. Also Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman held that they don't have to touch. So Rav Nachman went the Avid Uvda Beirish Galusa Kishmai say, and he constructed an Erev in the Beirish Galusa according to his position. So he made Surah Sapesas where the Kana Mikan didn't touch the Kana Gavav. Amalei Rav Sheshes Lishamei, the Rav Sheshes said to his servant, Rav Gada Zil Shlov Shedinu. He said, go remove the Tzuras HaPesachs that Rav Nachman made. That was the how he referred to the Shamish. His name or his title. He said, Zil Shlov Shadinu, go and remove the Tzuras HaPesach that Rav Nachman made. Azal Shalov Shadinu. So he went and he removed the Tzuras HaPesach that Rav Nachman made. Ashukur the Bei Reish Galusa. So Rav Nachman was from the family Reish Galusa. So the men of Reish Galusa discovered that Rav Sheshes had sabotaged their Erev. Chavshuva, they put him in jail. Also Rav Sheshes, Kama Baba, so Rav Sheshes went to the gate. Amalei Gada, Poke, Tanafik Vasa, Ashkei Rav Sheshes, the Rav Shmuel, Amalei, Tani Marmidi, Bitzvah Zepesach, Amalei, in Tanina, Kipa, Remei, Mechai, Mezuzah, Chavim Potrim. So Kipa, if you have an arch, Machlok is Tanam, whether that's Chayim and Mezuzah. Heshavin Shemiyesh Ragla Asara Shichayah. Heshavin agrees that if before the arch starts arching, you have a mezuzah on either side of at least 10 tefachim, then it's chayiv mezuzah. Amar Baya Kol Modiv Im Gavo Asara Im Ragla Shlosha Inam Yesh Ragla Shlosha Im Gavo Asara Olaklum Kipligi Yesh Ragla Gimel Gavo Asara Ein Racha Dalet Yesh Ragla Klashlima Li Arba. Five Sesedin of Kippa. Now, parenthetically, this is a very early precedent for sabotaging an Erev. The story of Nachman and Rav Sheshes. How do we pass into this machlokas of Nachman and Rav Sheshes about Tzricha Liga or Ein Tzricha Liga? But most Rishonim understand, or most Rishonim pass in Lahalacha, Ein Tzricha Liga. Like Rav Nachman, that the Tzuras HaPesach does not have to be touching. The Kadmi Khan doesn't have to touch the Kanal Gabbah. There is a Balamor here. The Balamor assumes that we don't pass in like Rav Nachman. The reason Rav Yishon Masun that we pass in like Rav Nachman is the juxtaposition of Kippah. Because what happened over here? On the heels of this episode, Rav Sheshes asked Rabbi Rishmuel, did you hear anything about Tzuras HaPesach? Meaning, he wanted to know if there's any hachmar on this halacha, Tzricha Liga or Ein Tzricha Liga. So he answered from the Din of Kippah. What's the Din of Kippah? In the Din of Kippah, you have the Kana Mikan, Kana Mikan, and it's not touching the Kana Gabbah because it's an arch. So it's not, the Kana Mikan is not directly touching the Kana Gabbah. So most of you don't understand from that juxtaposition, we see that Ein Tzricha Liga. Balamor says, no, what does one do with the other? But most Rishonim assume that they are connected and we paskin Ein Tzricha Liga. Why would we paskin Ein Tzricha Liga? Why would the Kana Mikan not have to touch the Kana Gabbah? The Meiri writes that that's a function of good asik. That if the Kana Mikan on either side is at least 10 tefachim tall, that you say good asik, that we view the Kana Mikan as going up and meeting the Kana Al Gabbah. And that's what Rabbi Kivega writes in the end of Simin Shin Samach Beis. You have a shulchan aruch, if you take a look. So we pass in shulchan aruch, Sif Yud Aleph, Ein Srichen Liga. Says Rikki Veger. Mitan Darmina Good Asik. Vakanim Olim Adachevel. So we say Good Asik. And we view the Kanim Mikan as halachically reaching the Kanal Gabav, even if it doesn't physically. Umitan Zeh. For that reason, Afilu Kana Echa Gavoa, the Kana Echa Namuch, even if you have one Kana that's taller and one Kana that's shorter, Lo Havi Kapiska Shimai, that's not considered a messed up Pesach, that's not Piska Shimai. Virosho Echa the Shemai, Virosho Echa the Aretz, the Hadarmina and Hakana Namuch, Ol Avamala. And that's what he quotes from a tshuva of Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. Okay, so if you have a kana mikan that's this tall, and a kana mikan that's tall, that is that tall, since you say good asik anyway, so you view this kana is going up to here. And that's not a problem of Piskei Shimai. He references the Magen Avraham who says this. Magen Avraham in Sivkat and Yuches just writes, Kana mikan, afilu echa gasa mechavera. Even if one is thicker, meaning taller, than the other one. Okay? Then Rikki Veger says, "Ulefizeh, im achevel atma meshupa harbe, havei kapiskei shimai." If the rope itself, if the kanal gabav is slanted, that would be a problem of piskei shimai. V'tzarach iyan ledina. Right, so it sounds like he's saying if you have a kan, where this is taller than that, but the kan al gabav is straight, that would be okay. But if the kan al gabav is slanted, that could be a problem of piskei shimai. Mishnah Brura. Sivkat in Samach, Shin Samach Bei Samach. Right. Kana mikan, afilu echa gavoa mechaver harbe, v'akana elyo munach b'shipua. So not only if there's a disparity in the height, but even if the kanal gabav is at a slant, that's still okay. Sharitziyam embav, prima gadim, ubechidushay rebekiveger mitstapek, emuna charbe bishipua ayin sham, ashakaz b'shem yureyim, ve'im rosh ha'echan muna chagav ekana hagavav rosh ha'sheni tali kenegda ba'avir, Mechuv lekosel, v'akana namuch, mechuv antachteh b'vadei mahani. So, everyone agrees in the first case where the kanal gabav is straight, that if this is shorter and this is taller, it still works. How is this? How does the kanal gabav stay there? It goes into a wall or something. It has what to be attached to outside of the kanal mikan. The kanal mikan itself is lower. But there you say good asik. The issue is, what if the kanal gabav is slanted? Now, what's this mission? What's the prima gadim that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting? Because the prima gadim is being made, the prima gadim writes there on your ches. Ayin Magen Avraham. V'ayin Tosef Shabbos. V'haynu kana echa gavoa harbe mechavero. V'kana algaba b'shipua mahani. D'be'inan algaba v'mamish b'shnei akonim she'tachtav. So the Prima Gaudium seems to have understood on the Magen Avraham, based on the Urayim, that the Magen Avraham was made on the slanted Kanal Gabbav as well. Rav Shechter, when he gives his Erev in Chaburas, has in the packet an article written by Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eisenman when he was in the Kol Elyon back in the 1980s, Beis Yitzchak 1986, a very brief piece, in which he just points out and raises the question that it's very unclear why the Prima Gaudium assumed in the Magen Avraham, or the Mishnah Berurah for that matter, following, that they were makel on the question of the Chevel Meshupa as well. The Magen Avraham is based on a Urayim. If you look in the Shuvah's Urayim inside, even in the brief citation of Magen Avraham, you don't see this. You don't see that he's Megal in the second Shiloh. But the Teferes Yaakov points this out as well. The Teferes Yaakov I don't have the page number here, but the Teferes Yaakov points this out as well. If you look in the Tshuva of the Elia Mizrahi inside, in the collection of the Tshuva, it's called Mayim Amukim Simen Kafe. So the topic that he's talking about is where you have a lower Kanamikan and a higher Kanamikan of different heights. And the problem that he's dealing with is you had a Kanamikan that was constructed in a Ninasad fashion, and in order to solve that problem, they put another Kanamikan next to the problematic Kanamikan. So you had a Surah Pesach at the entrance to a Mavoi, an entrance to a Mavoi Mefulash. So you needed to have a Surah Pesach. So in the original construction, it was a problem in Atzad. So to avoid the problem in Atzad, let's say you had a construction like this. You had two Kanamikans, and on this side, it was in Atzad. So to avoid the problem in Atzad, they made another Kanamikan underneath the Kanal Gabbav next to the existing Kanamikan, and that new Kanamikan was lower than the existing Kanamikan that it was attached to. So in that case, the Rabbi Elia Mizrahi paskins that there's no chisaron in the fact that the lower Kanamikan is lower than the other Kanamikan. The disparity of the height of the kanim doesn't bother us. But that's not a case of a chevel meshupa. That's not a case where the kanal gabbav is slanted. So you don't see from the Rabbi Mizrahi, and you don't really see from the Magen Avraham recitation of the Chus of Rabbi Mizrahi, that he would be mekel in a case of chevel meshupa. So that's a little bit curious how the Prima Gaudium assumed on the basis of the Magen Avraham, on the basis of Elia Mizrahi, that in fact a Chevel Meshupa would be acceptable. Okay, so again, the Mishnah Berurah in the text of the Mishnah Berurah seems to be Megel, he just wasn't Megel to be Matmir in the Sharisiyah, but it's perhaps questionable why that's so Pasha, that the Magen Avraham indeed would have been Megel in that Shiloh. And Rabbi Eider's booklet in Hilchos Erevin, he quotes from Rabbi Aaron Cutler, that Rabbi Aaron Cutler was Makel that you could have a slanted kan al gaba of up to 45 degrees, which is a pretty big slant. And Rabbi Bloy in the Nesivos HaShabbos, Perek Yutes Ara Samech, says that up to the shear of a tel and the slake, which is less of a slope than 45 degrees. Okay, the Mechaber writes here back in Sefer Aleph again, Kan mikan, v'kan al gabeyen, afilu eino nogeya behen, ela sheyesh beineyam kama amos, ubilvad sheyeheya gove hakanim shemikan mikan asar tvachim. So the kan mikan has to be at least 10 tvachim tall, v'yum b'chuvanim keneged hakanim. And they have to be opposite. They have to be straight below the kana. Says the Mishnah Berurah Samach Gimel. But Salomar, Sheshnei HaKanim Yiyu Mechuvanim Ma'amish Neged HaKana Elya. So the kana al gabim, even if it's not nogeya, it has to be directly underneath. V'lo Meruchach Mimenu Afilu Kolshu. It can't be outside of the kana al gabim. Afilu M'kana Echad Lo Avim Mechuvan Kenegdo Al Aracha Kolshu Pasol. So even if one of the kanim isn't directly under the kana al gabim, it's pasol. That time, the afilu of name a good asik. So even if you say good asik, halo ya kana elya min atzad v'lo mahani. Even if you say good asik, the kana elyon is min atzad. Okay. Now, how do you measure it? How do you make sure that it's mechuvan properly? Rabbi Jachter has an article in the Tavshin Samach Aleph Beis Yitzchak. We collected all the opinions of contemporary poskim. How you measure? Do you measure to make sure that the kana al gabav is below the kana, that the kana mikan is below the kana al gabav? Do you measure it based on ra'osa ayin? Do you measure it based on perception, or do you have to use a measuring instrument? So he quotes that the Rabbi Lifshitz told him that in Suvalk they use a measuring instrument. And that Rabbi Ephraim Oshri of Chuvas Mimamakim frame said that in Kovna they eyeballed it without an instrument. Then he quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman said you should use an instrument, and Rav Moshe and the Rav thought that you don't need an instrument, and Rav Shachter Rabbi Willig thinks that you should use an instrument, but Rav Shachter points out that you have to at least be consistent, that you can't measure some of the Tzuas HaPesach with an instrument and some based on eyeballing. Now they have these lasers, you can just use a laser beam underneath without having to use an old fashioned plumb line. Okay. Now, the assumption that we've been working with until now, based on the Meiri, which the Mishnah Berurah reference that we just saw, is that the reason that a Kada Mikan doesn't have to be directly under the Kana Gabav is because of good Achis. So Rabbi Willig points out that at least for the Ritva, it doesn't sound like that. Because the Ritva, the way the Ritva understands kippah, you can have a gap in the kippah between the kan al gaba, the kan mikan, kan mikan, and then you have the head of the arch on the top. But if Ein Tzvi Chaligus based on Gedachas. So then here, Gedachas would take you all the way up there, and not to the actual Mashkov. Rabbi Kodesberg, in his notes, points out that it's actually Masha that we're a little bit in Hagos Mordechai that the Darkei Moshe quotes. Darkei Moshe, Shin Samach Beis Os Gimel, quotes Hagos Mordechai Tav Kuf Kaf Ches. Hagos Mordechai Tav Kuf Kaf Ches. He writes as follows. Ra'isi b'mekomos rabim shemachzikin hakana sh'al gabeyen hey ovav amos mikana shemikan mikat. So he saw in some places that the Kanal Gabu would be 5 or 6 amos above the Kanamikan. The Liya Hedyo near a lead the Lo Yafelsin. That's not right. So even though we paskin ain't Svichan Liga, but to such an extreme, if it's 5 or 6 amos removed, that he said isn't right. So if ain't Svichan Liga is based on good achis, it shouldn't make a difference whether it's a gap of a few tvachim or a gap of 20 amos. Good Achis works just as well. There's no upper limit on Good Achis. But if the Mordechai was bothered Dafka by 5-6 Amos, but not by a smaller distance, then more likely he's assuming that Ein Tzvi Chan Liga is based not on Good Achis, but based on a kind of Kedav D'Inshi. That it's not abnormal if you have a Pesach where the Kan Al Gavav doesn't touch the Kan Mikan, but if it's so far removed, if it's 10 feet removed from the Kana Mikan, then that's low Kida Avdi Inchi. Right? The only thing is that the Ramah in his Hagos and Shachar Aruch doesn't quote this Mordechai. It's in the Darkei Moshe, but it doesn't make it to the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. Now, Teferes Yaakov does point out that the Mechaber himself has a Lashon of Afilu einu nogeya behen el sheyesh beineyam kama amos. He thinks maybe kama amos is mashma, a few amos is okay, but an excessive distance would not be. Although that's not the most mechraktiyuk. He raises that as a possibility that maybe the mechaber means to put some kind of limit on the kana al gabba. Chazanish writes in Siman Ayin Aleph Osir Aleph that when it comes to constructing a Zerusa Pesach, you can't rely on Lavud for the Kana Mikan. Meaning that in regular Hilchas Mechitza, you should assume, or one would assume, that as long as the, let's say you have a Lechi. So if a Lechi is within 3 tvachim of the ground, then halachically that's considered touching the ground, and that should work. Chazanish writes, Ayin Aleph Yud Aleph, that doesn't work for Tzuris HaPesach. Tzuris HaPesach has to be Kedav D'Inshi. So it's not normal for a person to make a doorway where the door frame doesn't touch the ground. And that's a kind of Piskei Shimai. So the kind of Tzuris HaPesach has to mamish touch the ground. Rabbi Rivyat, in his Shabbos Farim, quotes the same from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that we don't rely on love when it comes to a Suras HaPesach. In the English Erevin Sefer, chapter 5, footnote 52, he asks on the Chazanish that why in Svara, why is it that lavud you can't rely on the bottom because it's the low kedav d'inshi for a kind of mikan to be suspended at all? But we do rely on good achis and we say ein tzvi chaliga. So that is kedav d'inshi. People do have gaps in the door frame on the top, but why is a gap on the bottom bother us because that's not kedav d'inshi, but a gap on the top does not? So he writes that they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky this question, and he said that good achis is a din shamitzias mischayev. That is a immutable reality, as opposed to love it. I'm not exactly sure what that means, There's some distinction between good achas and love it. Not sure. Rabbi Willig, based on this kasha, is noted that you don't have to be machmir like the Chazon Ish, printed in Am Mordechai Simon Zion, that the fact that we are mekel, we paskin, ain't svichan liga, that should be an indication that at least as far as the placement of the lechi on the side, we're not bothered by the kedat d'inchi element. Rav Shapter thinks that you should be machmir on this, at least lechachila. And finally, Mishabrua Sifkatim Kuf Yuches in Shin Samach Gimel. Sorry, Kuf Yud Gimel, Shin Samach Gimel. The Mechaber writes over there, sorry, the Ramah writes, Okay, so this question of using a kosel for a Swiss Pesach we'll have to get to next time. Next time we'll talk about a diverted kanal gabe chud hamis akem, real kabel delas, and hacker it's here. Okay, so tomorrow at 3? Great.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.